she's gone, and I have to say, meet you all the way, hey girl, meet you all the way.
Morning, Medford.
Welcome to
Highlights.
Sorry for the technical difficulties at the start.
But we're back.
We are back and ready for a great show.
Oh, yeah. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Today is February 14th, 8:02 a.m. Highlights, yeah. Post-snow day. You can't see, but I did
air quotes. Snow day.
Air quotes, snow day. If only they could see. Zoe, tell us about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, so it was crazy. We were all so excited and ready for a snow day. But then, barely snowed.
Yeah. Tufts University, along with many other Boston schools, canceled classes. Mm-hmm. But it just happened to be that no snow.
I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah, they love to over-exaggerate.
They love to, yeah. Or it'll be the opposite, where they're like, no, it'll be fine, and then it's so snowy, and then it's a mess. Yeah. But rarely do they get it right. Yeah. But how are they supposed to? It's the weather.
It's the weather.
No one knows.
Can't predict it these days.
Mm-mm.
So what'd you end up doing on the snow day?
I feel like I took the day to just relax,
like,
do some homework.
Walk us through the day. Like, woke up,
made myself a great breakfast burrito.
What time?
Maybe about 10.
What was in the burrito?
Eggs.
Nice.
Mushrooms. And then I've been getting the, like, pre-sautéed onions and peppers from Trader Joe's, and it's a life hack because it takes me so long to cut them and, you know, sauté them. So put those in, get some eggs.
Wait, they come frozen, or they?
They come frozen, but they're like already sauteed, so then you just defrost them in the pan.
Yeah.
And it's great. And then, you know, get yourself a tortilla, put all that goodness in.
Mm-hmm.
Put some sriracha if you would like.
Or
any hot sauce that you
prefer. Is that your hot sauce of choice?
Yes.
Sriracha?
100%.
On everything or just eggs?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Absolutely everything. I love it. You know, I didn't really like it before, but now I love it.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. Love.
What's your hot sauce of choice?
On eggs, I usually go Cholula.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Cause
it's good.
I don't want to get sick of my sriracha.
Yeah. And then, you toast the tortilla and you wrap it all up?
Yeah, so you put the tortilla on the pan, and then you put all the other ingredients in the pan onto the tortilla, wrap it all up.
Yeah.
And there we are.
Good stuff.
So good, you know, and then did some homework, relaxed. We made banana bread. Mm. Jane, what did you make yesterday? What did you prepare yesterday?
Oh, yeah, so our listeners will know that I've been on my pickle journey these days. And actually, yesterday I had a little, but you guys didn't try it yet because I'm waiting for it to reach its peak. But the ones from almost 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago, was pickled onions and pickled carrots and spicy pickles, hot pick. Those ones are ready for tasting. And yesterday we prepared the next batch of pickling, which is... pickled cabbage.
Ooh.
Sauerkraut, if you will.
Yum.
So, good snow
day. So we're all very excited.
Yeah, next batch coming right up. I don't know if the fans listen or heard in the background, but the Ted Lasso theme song just came up. I was just shuffling my liked songs, and this one was...
This is a great song.
Ted Lasso theme song.
So our idea for this radio show today...
Yeah.
...is in honor of Valentine's Day, we wanted to play our top love songs.
Songs about love.
Songs about love that we love.
That we love. So...
So as you're listening, after... We, you know, after our little chat with you guys is over, we're going to just play some love songs that we love. And if you have any suggestions, please call in.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear what you want to hear this morning. So, feel free to call in, give us some recs, tell us why you love that song. We'd love to hear all about it.
Yeah, and tell us what you're going to do on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know.
Could be anything. Maybe you're not celebrating. Maybe you don't like Valentine's Day. And tell us why you don't like Valentine's Day.
So true.
Or tell us why you do like it.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear what you guys have to say. And, you know, think of some songs that we could play.
All right. So starting up, Zoe, what's your first... What would be your first pick? I already have mine queued up.
My first pick, I think...
Your top love song. Or doesn't have to be love song. Song about love.
Love Bug by Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers.
Good one.
So that's going to be up next, guys. What's this right now?
This one's Waffle House by Jonas Brothers.
Oh, shoot. I forgot that. Sorry, guys. We're going to get a double whammy of Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. No, but this one is not about love. Or is it about Waffle House?
Okay. I guess love for Waffle House. Like, why can't that be love?
So true. All right, so we'll be back in a bit. We never knew how to fake it. But we always knew how to break. Couple nights, two gasoline on the fire. Something misread, something got said. But the night ends. No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. Four deep conversations at the
we
talk to her, maybe did even worse. I kept quiet so I could keep you. And ain't it funny how you ran to her the second that we called it quits? And ain't it funny how you said you were friends? Now it sure as hell don't look like it. You betrayed.
I could give this all back, I would be home in the morning.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question. Of love, my friend, but no still means no.
Oh, Hey, Ming, hey. I thought there were going to be chicks at this party.
Yeah, but they're bringing pizza, and they're also going to have a doctor.
Well, dude, guys, don't be here.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
did you bring the...
Ming, Joe's not a girl. And I
called you for the first time yesterday. I finally found the missing part of me. I felt so close, but you were far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. Your smile out of my mind. Can't get you out of my mind. I think about your eyes all the time. Beautiful, but you don't even try.
Don't even try.
Modesty is just so hard to find. I'm speechless, over the edge, I'm just breathless. I never thought that I'd catch this love bug again. Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. I kissed her for the first time yesterday. Everything I wish that it would be. Suddenly I forgot how to speak. Hopeless, breathless, baby, can't you see? Now I'm
it's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
And that was
your song by Elton John.
Zoe's pick, and what's in the background right now?
Right now we got All Yourn by Tyler Childers.
Oh, I love this one. Yeah. So in the meantime, Zoe and I were talking about what are some good Valentine's Day gifts or ways to celebrate.
Best and worst.
Best and worst, because what prompted us in the studio here, if anyone has never been to the WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Station, it's a pretty cool studio, and we have a lot of like stickers and art and stuff on the wall, and I just spotted a Rillo's Pickles sticker, which reminded me that there's a pickle bouquet.
That could be like the best.
Yeah.
That's like the best, in my opinion.
That's a good one.
Nice, simple. I feel like it should be simple because at the end of the day, like, Valentine's Day is a holiday made up by, what, Hallmark? Isn't there something crazy like that?
Isn't Valentine, like, a...
a saint?
Yeah.
But it's, like, it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's more important if you're in love to celebrate, like, birthdays and anniversaries and stuff.
Good point.
So I think it's nice if it's simple. Flowers. Not too high pressure.
Chocolate. Flowers.
I don't know. Do you like flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think I'm allergic to flowers.
No way. Like the ones, we had flowers in our house, like all last
week. I know.
Week.
When I smell them, it like makes me want to sneeze.
Huh. Maybe certain flowers. Pollen.
But I'd rather have chocolate. Just rather eat it, you know?
Yeah. No. Rather eat it than smell it. Oh, actually, a good one. My family sometimes gets Lumalnati's, the Chicago deep dish pizza, has a heart version. Yeah, and it's so, and they come like frozen. You can mail them anywhere.
Oh my god!
And it's a heart shaped pizza.
That's so good.
It's a good one.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That's a great gift.
Or like,
Nice card.
A card.
It's always cute.
Oh, those little, like, sugar candies.
But yeah, that say, like, I'm yours.
Be mine. Some of them are weird, though. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are classic. Would you, so when you're in elementary school, did everyone give out Valentine's Day cards?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was the best.
That was the best.
You had to bring, like, 25 of the same, and it would say, like, two from Jane. Yeah.
And everyone would be like, and I remember there was this one girl in my grade. Every year, she would bring Fun Dip.
Whoa, maybe she's listening.
Maybe she's listening. If you're listening, I remember you, and I thank you, because the Fun Dip was always the biggest deal.
Oh, I was going to say that wouldn't be my favorite.
Oh.
Wait, the Fun Dip where it had, like, the sugar straw, and you had to dip it in the chocolate and, like, lick it.
Or in the, like, sugar.
Yeah, like the powder.
It was just because everyone would bring, like, chocolate. I love chocolate, but that was just, like, a little different, a little fun. Sure. Sometimes people would bring, like, cupcakes, and I'd be like, whoa, there.
Yeah.
Whoa, there.
But then it's, like, you can't, like, everyone would leave their desk and, like, go scatter them around. But if it was a cupcake, you'd have to be really careful.
Yeah. It was hard. That was the best.
Honestly, bring that back.
Yeah, that was like the best. That was like one of my favorite days in elementary school. I'd always look forward
better
to
than
it.
Halloween.
Halloween was sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Also, because this is a good song. I went to school with a uniform, and on Halloween, we could wear our costumes. So that was a big deal to me.
Oh.
And on Valentine's Day, you could wear a red shirt under your uniform.
Oh, cute.
And on Earth Day, you could wear a green shirt.
Wait, what was your uniform? I don't think I knew this.
It was,
For all throughout, until high school, too?
Not high school, only middle and lower school. But, in elementary school.
Lower school.
Shoot. It was, like, a little navy tunic with red buttons on the top. And then you wore, a white collared shirt.
Pause. Tunic.
Like, what else is it? I don't know why they had us call. It was a little dress. It was like a dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice.
But with a white collared shirt and navy blue shorts underneath. Or in the winter, you could wear leggings under your shorts and your tunic.
Wow. And did you like it or no? The uniform.
I liked it. In middle school, it turned into a navy skirt and a white, and any collared shirt you wanted, but everyone would just wear the white because it looked the best.
Yeah.
And then in the winter, you could just wear sweatpants, which slid.
Yeah.
But I liked it because it just took another decision out of the way in the morning. Like,
yeah.
And I thought it was a cute thing. I think it's so cute when I go back and visit and I see everyone wearing exactly what I wore when I was their age.
Yeah.
But there are more options now to be more gender friendly.
Oh, wow.
You can wear pants. There's more options, which is good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought it was nice. Create a little community.
Yeah, you'd be like, what are you going to wear tomorrow? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, and then it made it more fun. Like, on the weekends, I got to choose my clothes.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know. I liked it a lot. I think uniforms are great, personally. Also, it took away, like, you know, people bragging about their clothes and
good point.
Showing off. Even when we were allowed to wear anything we wanted, we weren't allowed to wear, like, brands or anything.
Oh, like you had, like, dress down day? Or, like,
well, like, you were only, like, you couldn't wear anything that said, like, a big brand on it. Or, like, like, it was still, there were definitely still, like, nothing really about, like, how short your shirt was or, like, anything about that was in the dress code.
Yeah.
Or, like, what you're showing. It was more about, like, making sure people weren't, you know, showing off.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
So, I'm pro-uniform. Did your camp have a uniform?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Because it was just, like...
It's just easy.
Yeah. And I was never, like, shorts and a t-shirt, so...
Yeah. I always wish my camp had a uniform. We did not. But and then it became a thing of like, what are you wearing? Like, judging
but like,
people.
Imagine if Tufts had a uniform.
No, I don't think at a certain age. I do think that like the high school no uniform was a good decision.
Yeah.
But I think when kids are little, especially like middle school, it's good.
And they're mean and
Yeah.
Good point.
So yeah.
Good discussion. Not really
discussion.
Valentine's Day based.
No, not
we
at all.
We didn't plan that, but
here we are.
Fans, feel free to tune in if you have any opinions about school uniforms.
Yeah, if you had a uniform, if you didn't, like, what did you think?
If you did have a uniform, did you still have to wear it on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Made life more exciting, honestly, to have a uniform.
I bet. I bet.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, in the back room right now, we're listening to Taylor Swift, Daylight. Crazy, because these lyrics she wrote, you really think she was Endgame, but as we just saw at the Super Bowl. Oh, we gotta talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh my god, the Super Bowl!
Yeah, okay, so last time we spoke to our fans, we were just talking about what we were gonna do for Super Bowl, about some of our favorite foods, so should we tell them what we ended up doing?
Of course. So we went to, very graciously, our friend Mark DeMichelis invited us to his home, his real home. He lives really close to Tufts.
Yep.
Which is really nice of him, so we got to go to a real home.
Yeah.
He served us some ribs, some chicken wings,
Beans. Charcuterie.
What's going on here?
All that. And, oh yeah, this is I'm Yours, Jason Mraz in the background. And
he gave us candy.
Oh, candies. Yeah, it was a good game, I thought.
You know, we got some Spindrift.
So what do you think of Usher's performance?
I thought it was absurd, and I loved it.
Yeah,
like, that's how... I think it's nice, you know, when a Super Bowl halftime show is just like a normal little concert vibe.
Yeah.
That was exactly what you need to do. You have what, like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You better pull out everything you can, and that's what he did.
Roller skates.
Roller skates, poles.
Costume change, poles.
So many guests.
Yeah.
Singers.
My favorite guest appearance was Alicia Keys. What about you?
Alicia Keys. She's the best.
She is.
But, yeah, I loved it. I'm pro Usher.
Yeah, it was entertaining, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need. Like, you only have 10 minutes. You might as well make it as crazy as you can.
Yeah, and I bet it was, like, rowdy that if you were there.
Yeah.
Like, it looked fun.
They had a marching band.
Yeah.
They just kept pulling things out of nowhere, and it was crazy. I was always surprised.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good commercials, too.
Mm-hmm.
Overall.
I noticed that most of the commercials had celebrity appearances.
Yeah, and Zoe's actually a great person to talk about commercials.
Oh, true.
Taking a class.
I'm in a commercial class. It's called The Art of Business Campaigns.
To remind the fans, Zoe, what's your major or minor? All
that? So I'm a film media studies major, a psych major, and a child studies minor. So what about you, Jane? You want to remind everyone?
Engineering psych major, computer science minor. But so Zoe was taking
a class. So I'm taking this class for my film and media studies major about, business campaigns and commercials. And so it was really interesting to notice. We've been learning about the different kinds of commercials and, you know, how people create commercials to target different audiences and different things like that and what is required for an effective commercial. We had to make our own commercial pitches. So it was really fun to, you know, watch the Super Bowl commercials and have a little bit more, you know, like an ability to critique it in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did you have a favorite and least fave? Or just favorite?
I really like the Verizon Beyonce one.
Oh my god, yeah.
That one was, I thought that was so clever.
Yeah, and I was
like
surprised
that they got Beyonce. Because I feel like she's probably hard to get.
Yeah,
she's definitely beyond, at least a Verizon, like, nothing against Verizon, but I wouldn't expect her to be in, like, a commercial for, you know, phone service.
No, yeah.
But yeah, it was, I thought that was so fun.
That was a good one.
The Duncan one was silly, and so Boston. Like, they were really just trying
to
be.
Wait, what was the Duncan one?
It was with, like, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Oh.
It was like, I feel like we were like watching them, but we didn't really hear them that well.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one seemed funny. And, you know, it's interesting because, like, certain brands are big enough that they can really do anything. And
true.
Then put their brand at the end, and you'll be like, oh, haha. Like, thanks, Duncan. And not actually make it about, like, what they do. But other brands can't really afford to do that, so.
Ah.
Did you see the Yeezy one?
Probably.
The Kanye.
Oh.
He, like, just bought the commercial spot, and then it was, like, him on his phone, and he was, like, And the commercial was literally just him taking a video on his phone, and he was like, I bought the commercial spot, but I didn't have enough money to, like, actually make the commercial, so I just want to let, like, everyone to know that there's a new Yeezy line that just dropped, whatever.
No way.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Silly.
Yeah, so, like, he can do that.
He can do that, because, like, everyone, I mean, most people, the people that he wants to know what Yeezy is, like, already know what it is.
Yeah.
So... But, you know, there's certain brands that are trying... Like, the Poppy one, for example. Like, they kind of have to explain what their drink is.
Oh, yeah.
In the commercial. Because not many people...
Do people know what Poppy is?
Do people know what Poppy is?
Y'all know Poppy? We're getting into... We're kind of a Poppy household these days.
Yeah, I like Poppy.
It's like a probiotic soda.
I thought it was more like a seltzer, but it's very much like a soda. It's like flavorful.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's good... It's supposedly pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And... You know Olipop?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I think same thing, different brand.
Yeah.
I think we're Team Poppy.
I think we are. I think Olipop is a little bit more like trying to replicate sodas. Like they have like their own like Coca-Cola vibe.
Oh, and there's like Culture Pop.
Yeah.
Wait, there's so many.
There's so many.
I feel like I should get into this business. Like,
it works.
Yeah.
But you have to decide if you want to go like seltzer or like soda.
True, very true. Well, fans, let us know if you have any preference.
Yeah.
By the way, this song in the background is Beyond, Leon Bridges.
This is a great song.
It's so good. Yeah. Wait, we'll let them listen for a sec. BRB.
I wanna bring her round to meet you. I think you're like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home. Oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I give up, I'm in love, try.
So this is Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. Okay. And in honor of it almost being 8:40, we are going to read our PSA of the day.
PSA. Hit it, Zoe.
So today is about Apple Jam Valentine's Day cover show on February 16th. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. The event is for Tufts students only, so this is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter is formed on the floor. The letter that is formed on the floor will be the initial of her future husband?
What?
And this is an optional thing for me to read out, but I'll read it out. When I tried it, according to the person who wrote this, my apple peel spelled out WMFO!
WMFO!
This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Nice. Good stuff. Wow. Yeah. Should we try that later? Peel an apple?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I hope it spells out WMFO.
WMFO. Yeah. And once again, that was just for Tufts students, the Apple Jam concert. But.
And again, it is in the Crane Room at 8 p.m.
Crane Room, 8 p.m.
February 16th. So that is
Friday. Yeah, 8 p.m. on Friday. Go give some support.
Yeah.
Now, this song is called Love Song.
But is it a love song?
It's a song about love, but maybe not a love song.
Tricky.
Still
counts, though.
Still counts. Yeah, so what else do we want to update you guys all about? So we went through Valentine's Day, went through Super Bowl. Oh yeah, overall, good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Exciting game.
Very exciting game. It was so fun to watch. And you know, with our crew we had some people who put some money on it.
Yo,
so we were really rooting.
Won't say who,
of course.
To give it away, but one of our pals won
$600
for her first time. If you're listening, we're congratulating you.
So we had some skin in the game, you might say.
Sure did. And yeah, honestly, if I won $600 on a game, like, what would you do with that?
I have no idea. I was asking her, like, what are you gonna do with it? And she was like, I literally have no idea. That's so much money.
Yeah, and this is a friend who has never done this before.
So yeah.
Apparently, on like DraftKings or whatever sports gambling app, if it's your first time, you can sign up and they give you all these like promotional things where you can like only win and like lose very, very little. So then oh my God, someone wrote sauerkraut on the wall.
Oh my God, was that you, Jane?
No!
Jane!
No! Whoa, you just got like distracted.
That's crazy.
That is like, I probably even said that word in like over a year besides yesterday.
Yeah.
And now it's everywhere.
So, you know, people put graffiti on the walls all around the studio, and Jane just noticed somebody wrote sauerkraut.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot what I was going to say.
They like give you all these bonuses.
Yeah, so they want, because when it's your first time doing it, they want you to win so that you like get hooked.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, gambling can be addictive.
Oh, it's completely an addiction.
Yeah.
So be careful, friend.
Yeah.
But
congratulations to anyone who won money this
Super Bowl.
If
you didn't, maybe think about it.
And there's always next year.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. It's always next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great game. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love the Super Bowl vibes. Oh, this is Jane's pick.
Yeah.
You curl up to our little one.
We'll be back. Just listen to the song.
You are the spark in all that I'm creating. I'll be home with the sun.
If I can't be reached, you know how to find me. And that's just where I'll be when you're feeling lonely. There's no need to worry. My love's in the melody, yeah, for you.
You'll always have my heart, no matter where we are. My love's in the melody. Misinformation got you falling short, not the truth. We must keep it real, no matter how you're feeling. I'm always there for you, but we'll keep it. But it's hard knowing I'm sorry. Every night alone.
Just wanted everyone to hear that song. Again, that was Love's in the Melody, Kimmy Miner, and Caleb Keolani.
I loved it.
Yeah. Like,
it's just, I feel like it sounds like, I don't know, it's just great.
Yeah. Just,
highlight
all the artists, not just the hits.
Exactly. And this is a hit, though.
This is a hit.
What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Yep. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, so what else do you have going on this week, Zoe?
Well, I was going to ask you, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, this weekend is a long weekend. Mm-hmm. Just to remind all the fans, this is President's Day weekend.
Yeah, and we... What is President's Day weekend celebrating?
I just, like, during the show or during the musical interlude, I asked Zoe because I didn't know. And she says, I think it's George Washington's birthday. However, it's not the actual birthday because it's always on a Monday.
Yeah. So it's like like when it would be.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, so happy birthday, GW.
Happy birthday. And in the long weekend, I'm going to go skiing at Sugarloaf in Maine. With the Tough Ski Team, 42, shout out. And good luck to all the jumbos.
The A-teams.
Yeah, the A-team, it's regionals. Good luck to everyone who's racing. Everyone who's not racing will be there for support.
Super fun.
Gonna be a great weekend, yeah.
Yeah. My big plans this weekend.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm going to All You Can Eat Sushi on Saturday.
Nice.
Super exciting.
Good stuff. All You Can Eat Sushi. Interesting concept. Do you think it's actually a better deal?
I honestly do. I think there's a method to it, though. Like, yeah. I think you have to know what to do. Like,
what's the strategy?
So, this place that I go to in Boston, it's called Yamato's 2.
Honestly, you've been raving about this for years and we've never been.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to go eventually. But it's, you know what? A lot of the issue with All You Can Eat Sushi for us and our friends specifically, two out of six of our really good friends don't eat sushi. Raw fish.
Fish.
Fish in general, not even just raw fish.
Yeah.
So it would be a little bit of a waste.
Yeah, agreed.
But, you know.
So what is the strategy?
We could always. Okay, so the strategy is, so this place that I go to, this is Better Together by Jack Johnson, by the way. So most of the places where I go at home in New York City, they only really offer like sushi and rolls and stuff like that. So, you know, you just eat that. But at this place, you can get dumplings, you can get like rice dishes, noodle dishes, you can get entrees, but skip all that. Like some people go for all that, skip all that. That's gonna fill you up, and that's like the cheapest thing they can give you. So they want you to fill up on that. What you gotta stick to the sushi. You know what I mean? You gotta stick to, if it's available, sashimi. You gotta get as much fish as you can, and that's how you get bang for your buck.
Yeah.
So that's the strategy.
Pro tip. You got a favorite roll?
I love a nice shrimp tempura. I love a salmon roll, California roll, eel, avocado.
Oh, good one.
What about you? What's your go-to?
I mean, I'm a TLFL, tuna lover for life.
Tuna.
So usually spicy tuna.
Oh, love spicy tuna.
Yeah.
Do you like the roll or do you usually like sushi? Like... just normal.
I usually like tuna. The roll. Like, I usually like a roll, but If it's an all-you-can-eat, maybe I'd be adventurous and try.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's why it's so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I tried mackerel last time. It was so good. Sea bass.
Sea bass. Wow. Yeah, like unique ones that you wouldn't
get. It's so fun.
Good move.
So that's my, those are my big plans.
Speaking of that, I went to Costco last week, and this might be a interesting take, but I got, I don't know if you saw it, it's in the little fridge, a big tub, like a big square of seaweed salad. Costco seaweed salad.
Oh my gosh, have you tried it yet?
It's honestly pretty good.
I love seaweed salad.
It's so good, and a Costco size, like, that'll last.
It does last.
Yeah.
Like, seaweed salad, does it go bad? I don't...
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm gonna have seaweed salad all week.
I can help you, don't worry.
Yeah, but, yeah, if that's anyone here is a Costco, has a Costco membership, go for the seaweed salad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Jane really stocked up. What else? You got dates?
Oh, yeah, I got dates.
Huge thing of mayo.
Big thing of mayo. Last week, we were making lunches for the week. So, Julia made, our other friend made a big thing. A big thing of chicken salad. Pretty good. She added, like, celery and
rotisserie
grapes.
Rotisserie chicken.
Costco rotisserie chicken. Snaps. Oh yeah, you guys went to Wegmans recently, didn't you?
Yeah, Wegmans is good. I think what I've noticed is, like, I think Trader Joe's is better overall because it is a little bit cheaper. Maybe, like, the produce isn't as good, but, like, who am I? Who am I to need amazing produce?
Fair.
But I do like Wegmans. I've never really been to one before because they only just opened one in Manhattan.
Oh.
Like, a few months ago, and I haven't been yet. So, yeah, Wegmans was fun. But, Trader Joe's is my go-to.
Through and through. Oh, good song, too. And if you guys hear the keyboard in the background, I'm typing up the playlist because what's in store for us?
You know, we got our website coming. And we're super excited about it. It's in the works. Don't worry.
It is.
We're going to have, you know, our playlists. It's... And, you know, you should get really excited for it. And if you have... We're, of course, going to have our little advice form where you can submit any questions. And we'll talk about it and help you through whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to have probably some song requests, theme requests, anything.
And I know we said we would do it last week, but we just got busy.
We got busy. And, you know, making a website takes a while.
Yeah.
It's not just an easy thing. But this weekend, we have a long weekend. So hold us accountable.
For real. Like,
we better have it. At least something by next week.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Alright, so...
So we've got about 6 minutes left. It's a beautiful day. There's actually no snow on the hill.
At all.
Yeah.
Everyone's walking to class.
Because Zoe and I, we have stuff to do at 10:30, but we finish here at 9, so we're like, oh, what should we do for the next hour and a half? And we just saw that there's dogs in the Cumming Center today with a sign that says free hugs.
I would love to hug a dog.
Yeah, so might go pet some dogs.
Yeah.
Take a lap around campus. Oh, we didn't tell them, actually. So, Zoe and I live off campus, and it's kind of all the way on the other side from where Curtis Hall, the studio, is. And we were like, what's the fastest way to get there? So, last week, we took the route, for anyone who's familiar with Tufts University campus, we took the route that goes down Boston Ave.
Mm-hmm. The classic route.
A classic. Like, you pass, like, Tasty Tamper, all those, Pizza Days, and you walk through, like, on the other side of Dowling. And that took us, how long?
It took us maybe about 16 minutes.
Yeah, I think that time we left at 7:39 and we got here just before the show. This time, so that was 16 minutes. This week, we went up. Like, uphill on
Tesla. We went
Tesla.
Across Academic Quad, basically.
Yeah.
And went down Memorial Steps, if you know Memorial Steps.
Yeah.
Which leads, you know, right to, like, the SEC in this area, Curtis Hall.
And that took us...
About 13?
Yeah, so slightly faster.
So, yeah, we're learning.
And then next week, we'll probably go down Pro Row, Professor's Row, and see if that's faster. So...
So, yeah, we'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. Maybe we're not super out. Relevant to all of our fans, but...
But, you know, if you're...
Good to know the paths around campus.
If you're wondering what our life is like.
Yeah, if you're wondering what we did this morning.
So this has Always Been You by Quinn92.
And why is Quinn92 so special to us?
If you were here last year, you would remember.
We went to a Quinn concert. Yeah.
It was a great concert. And it was, you know what? I don't think we ever told them about the concert because it was like at the end of the year.
Yeah, it was after our show.
It was after classes.
Yeah, it was a great show. He's a funny performer.
He's so fun. You know, he just had a baby.
I keep seeing that on TikTok. Yeah.
So
really
cute.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's made a great life for himself. He's really funny. He had a lot of personality, honestly. Mm-hmm. I thought he was just going to get out there and perform, so I didn't really like know him as a person at all.
Yeah.
But he's great. He's funny.
He is.
He had some random guy come up and do, like, auto-tune. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah. It was like, yeah. That was really good. That's Quinn92 again, if anyone missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone going on tour this spring? Like, should we see?
I don't know. Concert? I just saw that Noah Kahan is performing at Fenway in July.
With Mount Joy.
Yeah.
And it's the last stop on his tour. But tickets right now are, like, $800. I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I really want to go though. He is blowing up. He's great.
He's so great. I was sad he didn't win Best New Artist in the Grammys, but it's okay.
Yeah. I know. I was kind of surprised. Honestly, music these days, like, people are talented.
Yeah. That was
nothing.
Nothing.
The radio.
Yeah, I really like. Oh my god, the radio is going crazy right now.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know. What's that cracking noise?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, all right, well, we've got just about 2 minutes. Oh, once again, this semester, I also have, after our show, a shift at the info booth, so if any of our fans want to see who I am, just come pop by. Zoe will be there, too.
Yeah, I'll be there, too.
All right, well, it was a great show. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for next week. And the website. And while you're already on the radio,
stick around.
Because there's another great show coming your way.
Yeah, please stay. Okay. All right, that was Highlights. I'm driving there, I got